What if the disease that used to be was real serious, people might die of it and they get a real bad sore throat with it?
Well,
it start off that way.
It was a flu. I reckon, or the grip.
Okay, I'm thinking of something even worse than that. People would have a real high fever.
Pneumonia.
Okay, that's one of them. And people would get a real high fever with this, though, and a real bad sore throat. They'd get a kind of pus in the throat.
Well, all I know is just call it pneumonia.
Okay, what about diphtheria?
Well, yeah, there's people that have the diphtheria a lot of times in the throat.
Okay. And what was that disease that makes your skin and your eyes get yellow?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but they'd call it the yellow fever.
Okay. You ever hear of jaundice?
Yes, some yellow jaundice.
Okay. Well, get a real bad pain in your side, you might say, well, I might have what?
Appendicitis.
Okay. Eat too much of something that disagreed with you, it might make you what?
If you eat anything that didn't agree with you,
uh-huh.
Make you sick.
Okay, and make you do what?
Vomit.
Okay. Or would you ever have any other word for that?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure I know what to take.
You ever hear anything like throw up? Or?
Yeah, that is. Puke or throw up or vomit. It's all the same thing.
Okay. Well, you say he ate too many green apples and now he's sick. What, his stomach?
Well, they'd call it a stomach upset. Okay. And you'd have to vomit it up or take something, you know, to stop the pain.
Well, would you say he's sick to his stomach or sick
yeah,
to his stomach?
Yeah, sick to his stomach.
Okay. Neighbor is over to visit you, and your daughter comes in, you're explaining to her why he's there. You say, well, Mr. So-and-so just died, and Mr. Brown here has come over. What? Tell me about it.
Well, I wouldn't know him. Just come over and tell me about the death.
Well, somebody gives you a nice picture of your one of your grandchildren. You might say, well, this sure is pretty, and if you don't mind, I'd like to.
Keep it.
Okay. And you might tell a child, if you do that one more time, I'll what?
Whip you.
Okay. Would you ever say something like up and with you, or taking with you, or going with you?
Yeah, I'm going to whip you if you do that again. That is used a lot of times.
Young man is going over to see this same girl every day. Taking her to church and back and so forth, you say he's what?
Well, I reckon it was her sweetheart, her boyfriend.
Okay.